Coach, a big win, 36-0. This is a physical Hoisington team that came into town. They had some nice drives, but your defense really stepped up when they needed to the most. And what was your final overall analysis of the game?
About what you said, we told the guys coming in at Hoisington, their kids are always tough and they're always going to hit you, and no matter how big they are, and their linebackers flew around, their defensive backs come up, pretty quick on a couple times. Defensive ends, really created havoc for us, but our guys hung in there.
They did, and I thought you had two really nice drives of the ball game. Long-standing drives. Your opening drive was about a 13-play drive, and then your final drive was a 12-play, 98-yard drive. And those are a couple of really nice drives that you guys had in this ball game tonight.
Well, we kind of talked about that. I can't remember who I was talking to, but you say, what's more damaging to a defense's psyche is is it a big one play drive, or is it where you march it down and you get 5, 6 yards at a crack and then get 2 yards for the first down and move the chains and keep going? But they made us earn everything. I mean, they come up and laid the pop on us. They did a great job with their defensive scouting report and took away one of our formations for our sweep. And they played hard, and we gave away a touchdown in that first half, with that fumble inside the five. And we're not very disciplined at time on fourth down, third and short that jumped off sides twice. So we need to improve that, and we need to do something to make sure that mentally that we don't mess up there.
Well, you had another nice night through the air from Brett O'Neill, but a balanced running attack. Dalton Beeler had 69 yards around there on 17 carries. But how about Tyus Price coming in there in the second half, around 50 yards on 4 carries, and had a couple nice runs and nice runs, and a nice way to kind of complement that backfield of Scott City.
It is, and Tyus, I mean, he, being hurt and sick, early in the year, cost him a couple of weeks of learning time, and just right now he's getting comfortable, running some of the offense out there. And he's just an extra, speed guy out there that has, some size and power. And, he's just, a kid that complements, some of the other guys that are out there. Like you said, I don't know what Brett threw for, that's not important. The main important part is, number one, the scoreboard, number two, the health of our kids. And, we've got, Colton Yeager thought he kind of pulled a hammy in that first half a little bit. And, Trey got banged up on a knee at, on one of the, his runs and catches. And, Brett's all skinned up on the knees and big old goose egg on the elbow. And I know, DB got some shots and Brenner got some shots. So, a good physical high school football game right here with, definitely a quality opponent.
Well, you guys get the win. You're now 7-0 in the air, but more importantly, 1-0 in district play, plus 13 in the points column. You have another game next Friday night here at home. T&P Marion, they were leading last check around 29-18, about 5 minutes to go in the game. And Monarchs, it's going to be your next opponent. First time in 3 years you get to play T&P Marion.
That is, and honestly, besides looking at the Hayes paper every now and then, I don't know anything about them. I know in the last 2 years, the coach come in and kind of put into a spread offense where they're throwing the ball all over. But I think right now they're kind of going the other direction, trying to balance it out. And I know last week both their quarterbacks were hurt, the first string and second string, so they went ahead and go to a third stringer and took one on the chin by Phillipsburg. So, I mean, I don't know what their health is, and really I have no idea what they're going to do, scheme-wise yet. So, our guys needs to – we need to heal up, and we need to, get ready to come out and play because, once again, I think we got some room for improvement still.
Well, you get win number 7 on the year and have a plus 1 in the district wins and a big win here tonight. Second shutout in 3 games and plus 4 in the turnover margin. Coach, congratulations on a victory, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Adam.